race to the finish line. CJ Papa, Fox News. The Commander-in-Chief wakes up in Southern California this morning.
President Biden will start his day in San Diego, where he campaigned last night alongside Democratic Congressman Mike Levin. He then flies to Chicago for events later today and tomorrow, including a fundraiser for Illinois Democrats. Saturday, President Biden reunites with former President Obama for a rally in Philadelphia on behalf of Senate candidate John Fetterman and gubernatorial candidate Josh Shapiro. On Monday, Election Day Eve, President Biden campaigns near Baltimore for a DNC event. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The former President Donald Trump in a very comfortable setting, the Hawkeye State. He captured Iowa in both the 2016 and 2020 elections.
If you want to stop destruction, save our country, and save the American dream, then this Tuesday you must vote Republican in a giant red wave. Giant red wave.
Trump in Sioux City rallying support for incumbent Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and incumbent Senator Chuck Grassley. Pink slips could be on the way for employees at Twitter days after billionaire Elon Musk bought the social media giant. Their offices will be temporarily closed today. Workers will reportedly find out if they've been fired at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Via email, Musk is gearing up to potentially cut 3,700 jobs. That's half of Twitter's workforce. Twitter reportedly facing a class action lawsuit over those layoffs. Pope Francis visiting Bahrain at a conference featuring Muslim, Catholic, Jewish religious leaders in the Gulf Kingdom. The pontiff proclaiming religion must never be used to justify violence and that faith leaders must counter the childlike whims of the powerful to make war. The Russian Orthodox Church is attending. Remember, it strongly backed Moscow's war. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
South Korea scrambles dozens of military aircraft, including advanced F-35 fighter jets, in response to spotting 180 North Korean warplanes buzzing in North Korean territory today. Closer to home, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin meeting with his counterpart from South Korea, pledging U.S. support.
On the peninsula, we're returning to large-scale exercises to strengthen our combined readiness and our ability to fight tonight if necessary.
South Korean Defense Minister Jung-Sup Lee, through a translator, issuing his own strong statement aimed at North Korea and its leader, Kim Jong-un.
Secretary Austin and I affirm that any nuclear attack by the DPRK, including the use of tactical nuclear weapons, is unacceptable and result in the end of Kim Jong-un regime by the overwhelming and decisive response of the alliance.
A measure ending the Korean War has never been officially signed.
Kevin Uretsky reporting. Tornado threat for parts of Texas. Fox Weather's Nick Koser.
Talking about some very heavily populated spots. Dallas, Bryan, Shreveport. There's a big old tornado threat, too. And this is the real deal here. Possibly EF2 or greater.
Download the Fox Weather app, available at the App Store and Google Play, and turn to your critical alerts to keep you and your family safe. U.S. Embassy officials in Moscow visiting WNBA star Brittany Griner. She's sitting in a Russian jail, this coming more than a week after a Russian court rejected her appeal of her 9-year sentence for drug possession. Houston, one victory away from winning the World Series.
Instead of fly ball to left, it sends Schwarber back onto the track.
Yeah, the play-by-play on Fox, Astros rookie shortstop Jeremy Peña putting his team up for good. They can take the series from Philadelphia on Saturday night. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.